This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone ever have like an interesting sign be sent to you? 314-531-9898. Like a sign from like maybe from beyond the grave, or maybe you felt like it was a spiritual sign or some kind of connection to the universe. Like the universe is pushing me in a direction, I have to make a decision, or I'm struggling and going through a hard time, and then boom, something just popped up and changed your perspective on everything. 314-531-9898. Hannah's family has experienced that because they were kind of going through a difficult time and your grandma sent you guys a sign.
Yes, this is a this is a heavy topic for me.
Take a second to talk.
Sorry. So, hold on, I just need a second.
Take a second. I feel like other people out there listening have been sent those signs, and we need to see those signs and share those stories.
Okay, I'm good. So my family has been going through a little bit of a hard time when it comes to my two-month-old nephew, Baylor. He is okay, but we kind of have been having some scary instances with him. And one of them was like right away when he was born in the hospital. You know, they have to do all the tests before they send the baby home, and Baylor failed his hearing test. And that's just never happened to anybody in my family before. We really didn't know, like, what was going on.
Kevin knows that feeling in the pit of his stomach all too well. That's the same thing that happened with Kennedy.
And, you know, it was just such a happy day. And so to have that happen, we just didn't really know what to do. So the nurses were great and they were calm and they were like, it's okay. Like, this happens to some babies, you know, we just have to send him to a specialist. So he had his appointment, but it kept getting like delayed. And that just kept like weighing on my family. Like, why is this getting delayed? Like, this is scary. We don't know that he can hear, like, what's going on. So finally he went to his appointment like 2 weeks ago or something. And as my sister was waiting in the waiting room, you know, she's stressed, she's scared, she doesn't know what's happening with her baby. All of a sudden, my sister noticed that there was a dime on the floor of the doctor's office. And in my family, dimes are a sign from heaven from our grandma, who was like the rock of our family. Before she passed away, she told us you know, when you see a dime, know that it's from me and I'm thinking of you.
It's crazy that she said that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to be dropping some dimes to you guys.
Yeah, she
like,
knew
Grandma,
she was...
Grandma, could you be dropping some $100 bills right. for us? You know, so we start
she
seeing
knew she was
for
sick,
signs?
So she really wanted a way yeah. for us to know that she was with us. And so my sister saw that dime, and my nephew Baylor had his appointment, and he ended up passing his test, oh. and his hearing is good.
It's almost like your grandma was saying, yeah. I got you.
I
like,
got
right,
like,
be okay.
like, I'm scared, and... I got you. I'll be right there by your side in that moment, right? Like, I'll carry you through this yeah. difficult time.
I feel like I'm a person who has a really strong intuition, but my intuition has been rocked when it came to that situation because it was so unknown and I had so many emotions. But
like
my
part
mom,
of you feeling like this is going to go bad, like you didn't
right?
trust your gut.
Like I really yeah. didn't know. I literally couldn't tell how it was going to go. And my mom was like, no, like that dime is from grandma. She is saying that like she has this covered. Her and God have this, like, it's going to be okay. And everybody else was, like, so strong with this dime, but I couldn't really tell. But now I look back on it, I'm like, no, that literally was a sign from heaven. Like, he is okay. And that
if
was
you, listen,
so very needed.
If you've listened to the show before, even when Hannah was, like, trying to get this job and become part of the show, when she was in the middle of an interview, there was, like, a loose dime on, like, the... on the table, like it just it like it almost felt like it appeared like there was like no reason for loose change. Like only person I think uses like actual money nowadays and has dimes is me.
Literally, Brett is the only person in America.
Like what was this loose change there? And it wasn't even like just like loose change. It was just a dime on the table during the interview process with some of the big wigs. And Hannah looked down and was like, "Where did this dime come from?" And so she felt like she knew it would be all right. So it was a huge symbol for your family to yes. see that.
Yes.
Has anyone else ever experienced those type of signs where you feel like it was a sign from heaven, a sign from the universe, a sign from a loved one, where you're like, huh, everything's going to be okay. I got you. 314-531-9890. I want to hear your calls. Hannah, thank you so much for sharing because I know that journey has been hard for your family.
Thank you for letting me share this.
Yeah. Well, if you see a dime out today... be thinking about Hannah and her grandma.
Aww.
We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. That is a something that Hannah's grandma said that she would say to their family. Like, hey, I'll be dropping dimes from heaven.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, grandma, could have been $100 bills, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been Visa to get.
I'll be dropping pennies.
I'll be dropping your winning lottery numbers.
Literally, I'll be dropping the winning lottery.
Casino vouchers.
Thanks, Grandma.
Yeah, thanks, Grandma. But what were those like things that are just signs for your family that everything's gonna be okay, or I'm there for you, or support you? I do, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I feel like, you know, like those signs happen.
Yeah.
They, mm-hmm. The angels are out there sending the signs all the time. And so has that ever happened to you? 314-531-9898.
Yeah, they don't have anything big, too. I can remember talking about my dad, who unfortunately passed when I was younger, and just talking about what he did for a living. And I remember getting an email the next day from somebody going, was your dad Ed Berghoff? Did he used to work on the Arch? Was he part of this? And I was going, oh my God, how do you know this? And this is just some random person
wow.
who was just, he goes, I was randomly flipping channels and heard you talking about Ed Berghoff. I just thought I'd reach out and say, hey, and I'm going, that's a sign.
Wow.
Literally.
That
yeah.
was really cool.
It was like little moments.
Yeah.
Patrice, you can relate to the dime story. You have dimes for your family
no
as well.
No way.
Yeah. My dad passed away about 12 years ago, and his same story was a dime. If you find a dime, I'm thinking of you. So anytime myself or my siblings find a dime, we always keep it in a special place.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And we know that he's watching over us.
I feel like it's like an interesting connection for you to be listening to that story through the radio for your dad. And then for you to call into the radio and connect with Hannah through that. It's kind of like, you know, like you guys are connecting through heaven
it's
and stuff like
sign.
That. Yeah. Another sign. That's cool.
The angels are angeling today.
Yeah.
They are.
Thank you so much. Carla, you said there's colors that you see when you're going through a hard time.
Yes. My maternal grandmother, her colors in life, she loved purple and yellow. So whenever I'm going through a difficult time in life, no matter what it is, I see purple and yellow.
Really?
Yes, mostly in flowers, but you know, sometimes it's in dreams. And I know
automatically everything is going to be okay.
Wow.
Thank you. I get the goosebumps.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the, I don't notice purple and yellow. Maybe you notice it more because of those colors,
yeah.
But I feel like those are not common colors to like see during those times. All of a sudden, like, wow, like this beautiful purple flower just exists right there in nature when you needed it most, kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, on a scale, yellow is a color of joy and purple is a spiritual color.
Mm, oh, love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it. Heather, when do you see signs? Is there a better time in a situation where you're going through a hard time and there was signs?
Yeah. So my grandpa died when I was in high school, and this was the first death that my family had experienced, first death that I had experienced, and I was having a really hard time with it. And one night I had a dream that I was at my grandparents' house, and they had a finished basement. In my dream, I was sent downstairs. I'd gotten in trouble and was sent downstairs, and at the bottom of the stairs, my grandpa was there, and he didn't say anything to me. He just held me and hugged me, mm-hmm. and that was the extent of the dream. But when I woke up, it was just like a calm had come over me, and I just I felt so much better. Like, I felt closure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, speaking of like the people appearing in the dreams, my dad said the same thing. My dad was like a wreck when my mom passed away. He was having a really hard time, and then he woke up the day of her funeral and was like, hey, your mom appeared to me in the funeral or in a dream, and she was saying, don't be sad today. Enjoy this day and go enjoy your life. And it was like a calmer peace.
Wow.
Like, but I remember this when my mom passed away. We went to I flew back to Chicago. That's where my family's from. We were sitting there trying to watch the Bears game. And the Bears suck, but he was like crying. Like, oh, is there an interception? Like, he must have cried like five times during this game. Like, oh man, the nachos. Like, it was like everything was making him cry. But the day of the funeral, he was like the happiest guy in the world. And it's because people appeared in the dream. And then there was this like calm or peace that came over him. I do remember that scene.
Yeah. I think those dreams are common for people. The closure dreams. I also wanted to say with the dimes, I have a running joke with my mom that when she passes, I'm going to know she's close because I'm going to hear the microwave beep because she always puts her coffee in the microwave and forgets that it's there.
Oh, yeah.
Beep and beep and beep. So I always told her that that's how I was going to know that she was there because the microwave would start beeping.
Well, that's cute.
My grandma did the same thing, so that's funny you said that.
Yeah.
Everything's connecting.
Well, I love that. That shows you the power of radio. That's what the coolest thing is. Like, so many of us just sharing stories and powerful stories. Thank you so much for sharing, for calling in, and being part of the Brett Mega Show family.